The following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan on Sunday, June 30th, 2019.
Church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let our hearts be glad. May we worship God in spirit and in truth, in gratitude and thankfulness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for this Sunday before the celebration of the birth of this nation, which gives to us the freedom we enjoy today, the freedom to worship, the freedom of speech, the freedom to share ideas. Father, we thank you for those freedoms come not from a government, but from you. May we worship you now, in spirit and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, and then 3 through 25. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Once again, I testify to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obliged to obey the entire law. You who want to be justified by the law have cut yourselves off from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. The only thing that counts is faith working through love. You were running well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth? Such persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough. I am confident about you in the Lord that you will not think otherwise. But whoever it is that is confusing you will pay the penalty. But my friends, why am I still being persecuted if I am still preaching circumcision? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed. I wish those who unsettled you would castrate themselves. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Due to technical issues, the following sermon is joined in progress.
These are the five main tools that Satan always uses: confusion, disharmony, deception, doubt, and dishonesty, lying. These are the five main tools that Satan always uses. These are the five fingers of his right hand: confusion, disharmony, deception, doubt, and lying or dishonesty. Those are his five tools. Church, you need to hear what I'm going to say to you. I don't care if you're at a board meeting. I don't care if you're at a school board meeting. I don't care if you're at a church meeting. If you find one of those five things present, you're going to find the devil's finger in it. Do you hear me? You need to know when the enemy is afoot, and there is where they are. Now, I need to tell you, good people make mistakes. Good people act on misinformation. Good people can be manipulated. Got to remember, they may come there. They may not know what the truth is, so take it with grace. So you got that? Verse 13, for you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Did you hear Paul's tone change? He went from violently angry in verse 12, for you, brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love, there's that word again, become slaves. In other words, become concerned about each other, willing to give for each other, willing to go out of your way for each other. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite, can you imagine that? Go up to somebody. Yep. Bite somebody. In the Jewish tradition, there was gnashing of teeth. And you would go up to somebody when you didn't like them and didn't know, like what they did, and that's what you would do right in their face and ears. And it was a sign of huge disrespect and hate when there was gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth. You've heard that term before, I guess. You're awful quiet this morning. You'd think it was a funeral instead of church service. Just take it in, I guess. Take care that you are not consumed by one another, used by one another. Now, live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. At some point, I want to talk about God's way being opposite of the world's way, and not today. That's a message for another time and day. But I'll come back to that at some point. We'll preach through that for you. So, for what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. How many of us have come to the point in life we realize that there's a lot of times we should not have been able to do what we wanted to do? I've always wanted to build me a truck. I've always wanted to take a heavy-duty truck with heavy-duty suspension and a great big engine and take railroad iron and just build bumpers around it to where this truck weighed about 9,000 pounds that you could push or be pushed by anything and not have to give ground. I've always wanted that because God's still trying to teach me way down that list patience. Do you know the worst thing I have that bugs me the most? And it's driving. Carry a witness to this. It isn't my driving. I'm perfect. But it's these people who run out of blinker fluid. No, they ran completely out. So they don't need to push the little lever up or down so they turn on their blinkers. They're out of blinker fluid. And when you're out of blinker fluid, that means you drive like a complete dum-dum. Because the blinker fluid is brain fluid. You can't, if you're too lazy to push the lever down, hang your window out the door. At least we'll think you're going left, whether you're just getting air or not. It drives me. And I wanted me one of those big old trucks. When they didn't turn that blinker on, just to shove them right off into the ditch. And yell at them, get some blinker fluid. Or when they sat at the green light. You people in Wyoming. The green light at Smith's going to Home Depot, you know, you don't need to go right there, go left. You go right, it takes you over there to Smith's and you'll spend a lot of money. And if you go left, get in the left lane so you can't get veered off into the mall over there, you know, that thing. Go on to Home Depot where you can buy something that's worth something. But you can only get three people through that light. In Charlotte, we could have got 40. And we could have got another 10 on the yellow light and 5 on a red. We could have got 60 cars through that intersection. I just want to push them on through there, you know? Anybody done that? It's horrible to sit through a green light when there's only been 4 cars get through. You wait till they're already turned, and then you go. Anyway, see, I told you I was perfect. No problem there. I've quit yelling out the window. It doesn't do any good. I've stopped blowing the horn. They pay it no attention. Stop blinking the lights. They ain't looking in a rearview mirror no way. Most of the time you can tell because it turned up cockeyed, and there ain't no way they can see anything behind them out of it. They even got the side window so they can look at themselves instead of looking at traffic. Pastor, what does that have to do with anything? You'll see in a minute. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the will of God, isn't it? Do you think God wants your pastor running around in a 9,000-pound truck, shoving people out of the way, blinking their head? I don't think that's what the Lord would want, would it? No, it would. Well, I could wear this suit, and when the police got there, maybe they wouldn't shoot me. Yeah, I don't know. So let's go on. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious. Paul says, this is obvious. Everybody should get this, but I'm not so sure that it's so obvious anymore. I'm not so sure that we really get that this is the work of the flesh, therefore the work of Satan, therefore things that need redemption. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, that's just casual sex, fun, recreation, that kind of stuff. You know, impurity, that means the person who lies, cheats, steals, or just kind of seedy and just kind of, it may do anything anytime. Licentiousness, do you hear lying in there and deception in there? Do you hear that's going on in there? Do you hear those other words that I gave you a while ago, that the tools of the devil's 5 fingers? Did you get that? Do you hear those so far going on? And licentious, idolatry. What's an idol? Anything that keeps you from God? Anything that keeps you from following God, following the will of God? And that idol can be money, home, children, family, spouse. All of that stuff can keep you and can become your idol. Sometimes your wallet is. Sometimes your vacation is. Sometimes your toys are. Some of those things can keep you. They can become idols. Be careful. Anything can become an idol. And it may seem like it should be, but if it keeps you out of the will of God, then it's an idol, whatever that may be. So then you got idolatry, sorcery. Please don't read the horoscopes. They can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're going to read some, find one that's always positive. You know, you can find them that are positive. But watch out for sorcery, and that is deception. That is manipulation. That is making things seem like they are what they aren't or aren't what they are. It's sorcery. Enmities, biting, enemy, strife, struggling, fighting with each other, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and like these, do you hear the devil's fingers in those? Pretty obvious, right? I am warning you, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Anybody want to do a good list now? Get your pen back out, because you need this. So many times this goes untaught when we go to this list. And the fruit of the Spirit. Underline that. This is what God can do. This isn't what you can do. This whole list is almost totally impossible for a single one of us to do. So this is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of Jim, not the fruit of A, B, C, D, F, G, Y, and K. This is the fruit of the Spirit. This is what God can do. This is what God will do. This is what God wants to do. This is the fruit of the Spirit. You got that? What's going to come after this list is the fruit of the Spirit. Notice the first one is love. Folks, we cannot love outside of God's empowering us to love, because our human love is up on that other list, and it comes with conditions, it comes with stipulations, it comes with expectations, it comes with preconceptions, it comes with all of that stuff. But we're talking about the love of the Spirit, the love of God that's in us, is the love that loves beyond what we can explain. It's a love that loves warts and all. It's a love that loves you enough to sacrifice for you, to challenge you, to call you out. It's a love that is the love that is exemplified by the love of God. That's the love that God wants to do in us. It starts in us. It starts in us and works out of us. This is fruit of the Spirit, what God can do for you. You need to understand that when somebody says to you, if you love me, run. If they say, if you love me, and the next word you will, run, because it's not love, because they just said you got to prove it instead of accept it. And you ladies, I hope none of you have ever heard it, but if you do, run. And guys, same thing. It's not good. It's not healthy. Talk about it with them. Because it's not the love of God. If love is said to you, I love you, but watch out. Or if you love me, and they fill in the blanks. The next one is that God's going to do, and this isn't that God will just do one for you. This is what God will do, all of these things for you. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Folks, trouble comes to all of us, but joy always comes in the morning. That's what God can do. That's what the Spirit of God can do. And peace that surpasses understanding, that's not something that we know. How many of you worry about things? Anybody? Linda's over here going, how many things? I worry about worrying about what I'm worrying about. You know? I really do. And sometimes I think that's why I don't have hair, is I've worried, and I try not to. I guess some people may think I don't, but I do worry about some things. So, and then it says, patience. Oh, my. I better not build that truck. And I better quit fussing at three people going through the light. At least they were safe. Maybe the lesson there is, Jim, you need to not worry about getting through the light. What difference will it make 2 minutes? Relax. Stop. Patience. Kindness. Kindness. Folks, there's never an excuse for a Christian to be rude. Do you hear me? There is never a reason that a Christian can't hold the door for somebody. There's never a reason that God can't empower you to be kind and to share kindness with people. Folks, you need to understand that is a commodity in the world today that's in short supply. People are walking around tense. They're walking around angry. They're walking around with chips on their shoulders. They're walking around worries beyond belief. You don't know how many times that I'll be going in a convenience store
and I'll just hold the door for somebody, and they look at me like, you held the door. And you know what really amazes? It's when I hold it for a young person. They're like, it don't fit. It don't work that way. Or somebody's digging in their change purse. Here comes down to generosity. It's not real generosity, but I think it's kindness. Somebody's digging around in their change purse to pay the last 40 cents on a pack of cigarettes. And you flip two quarters up on the counter. Yeah, it's a pack of cigarettes. Don't judge them. That's above your pay grade. It's kindness. It's what God showed to us. What if we got what we deserved instead of mercy and kindness? Kindness, that one's kind of hard, isn't it? Generosity, again, these are gifts of God in us. Faithfulness, gentleness. Oh, underline this one. Here comes the big one. How many of you watch Sanford and Son? Anybody? What do the rest of you people watch? I guess when you get down to this one, you could borrow Fred. Oh, Elizabeth, this is the big one. Self-control. You know, self-control. Oh, man. You know, you read James. James says you can't even bridle the little bitty tongue in your mouth. You know, much less the rest of it. But self-control. This is all. Every bit of this is impossible. But if we say it can't be done, then we make Jesus a liar. For Jesus said, with God all things are possible. We make Paul a liar, who says in Philippians 14, with Christ I can do all things. It is not that we can do it. It is that God will do it in us if we submit ourselves and let him do it. For we have died to the old. We have been set free. We've taken off that yoke of slavery, and we've accepted the Spirit of God into our lives. And folks, God wants to show the world what he can do with you. God wants to show the world what can be done with you. He wants you seed planting, living kind. He wants those things going on. He wants you to, when you see somebody drop something, help them pick it up. When a bag of groceries, stop traffic and get them. Do those things in random acts of kindness. Reach out and help people when God leads you. These are things that God can do and God will do if you let God do in your life. I want to close with five more things that you want to write down, or you can just share them with people. And these are the five things I want to share with you. These are facts. These are things that God can do, God will do, and God has done. There are five of them this morning. I wrote them down so I'd get them right, but then I didn't write them down right, so you know I got to fix them as I go. Number one, five things. I told you about the five fingers of the devil. You getting a point in here? You got five fingers of the devil. Here's five things God will always do. Number one, no sinner, however bad they are, no sinner is beyond redemption. No sinner is beyond redemption. No sinner is beyond redemption. No sin is beyond forgiveness. No sin is beyond forgiveness. Number three, with God, no life is without purpose. With God, no life is without purpose. Number four, no trial is too difficult. Even if you do want to hand out blinker fluid, no trial is too difficult. And the last one, with God, no temptation is too strong to overcome. No temptation is too strong to overcome. Quite the opposite from the five fingers of Satan. No sinner is beyond redemption. No sin is beyond forgiveness. No life is without purpose. No trial is too difficult, and no temptation is too strong to overcome. Living in the Spirit means giving our life to God and letting God live in us to change us and to mold us into the image of Christ. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Pastor, I'm struggling with some of the things of the flesh in my life. Would you pray for me? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Just slip your hand up and take it right back down. Amen. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to ask you to pray for me. I struggle with stuff. You need to not think I don't. Don't put me on a pedestal. I don't want to fall off. So I ask that you would pray for me. There are things that I struggle with. Pastor, I've got friends and family that are not saved. Would you pray for me that I could witness to them in some way? Slip your hand up. Amen. Pastor, I am worried about my community. I'm worried about the things going on around me. Would you just, I want to pray, and I want you to pray with me for my community, my family, my group. If that's you, slip your hand up and take it right back down. Pastor, I know that Christ lives in me, and I know that all of these things are possible. Help me to trust Him more by praying for me. If that be you, slip your hand up. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I want to pray for everybody around me this morning. I may not know their name, but I want to lift them up. If you'll commit to that for this week, would you slip your hand up? Our gracious and loving God, hear our hearts today. Hear them before you. Help us to let the Spirit live in us, and that the world would see you living in us through the Spirit. And that it would bring them to question things. That it would bring them to look at our lives and to say, if God can do that with them, oh, maybe He can do it for me. To let them know that no sinner is beyond redemption, no sin too great for forgiveness, no trial too hard, no temptation too great, and that every life is truly in God, filled with purpose. Father, help us to submit to Your will, Your way, and Your purpose. Give us the strength to let Your Spirit work in us and through us to others around us, to help us be the church, not just the building, not just a denomination, but the church of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's grace and peace go with you. May truly the peace of God that surpasses all understanding go with you and bless you. And may you share that peace through kindness, generosity, love, and compassion as you go forth to serve, to be the church in the community around us. And now may God's grace and peace truly go with you and bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.